Well, back in the cities, so to speak, this is a poem called Midpoint, and it's about, well, it started being a poem about cities. I wanted to write about the cities that where I lived, and the kind of things that I was writing about different cities. Always the same thing. I mean, it was basically the same kind of thing that I was loving, regretting in each city. And I cut it down drastically to a kind of algebra where there are really basically only two places, A and B. You know, it's a kind of one of those formulations, almost like 19th century novels, you know, where they say, you know, somebody in S, you know, married to P, you know, had a son, G, you know, that kind of thing, you know. So this is down to A and B. So if you hear A, you know, when you hear A and B, it's like a little algebra. And it's called Midpoint. No sooner had I left A than I started doubting its existence, its streets and noisy crowds, its famous all-night cafes and prisons. It was dinner time. The bakeries were closing, their shelves empty and white with flour. The grocers were lowering their iron grills. A lovely young woman was buying the last cassava melon. Even the back alley where I was born blurs, dims. Oh, rooftops, armadas of bedsheets and shirts in the blustery crimson dusk. B, at which I'm destined to arrive by and by, doesn't exist now. Hurriedly, they are building it for my arrival, and on that day it will be ready. Its streets and noisy crowds. Even the schoolhouse where I first forged my father's signature, knowing that on the day of my departure, it will vanish forever, just as A did.